This week, journalist Bill Moyers joins the ranks of Geraldo Rivera, Oprah Winfrey, and Sally Jesse Raphael. This week, Bill Moyers becomes a talk show host. But television critic David Bianculli says Moyers is decidedly different.
These are strange times for TV talk shows. Morton Downey Jr. huffs and puffs his way through each show, calling most of his guests pablum pukers. Geraldo, Oprah, and Sally are outraged because they've allegedly been suckered by guests who have misrepresented their sexual habits in order to appear on TV. Personally, I find it more of an outrage that all three shows found it necessary to book the same two guests. If there aren't more than two people in America with a particular sexual problem, why do a show about it? TV talk shows, for the most part, are getting increasingly outrageous and decreasingly intelligent. The topics are narrow, and the time allotted to each guest is short. People now go on talk shows and morning news programs to sell themselves, their ideas, or their art in 5 minutes or less. These aren't conversations, they're summaries, and the things they're summarizing are usually absurd or irrelevant. For the next 10 weeks, Bill Moyers is defiantly going against the flow. In his new PBS series, Bill Moyers' World of Ideas, he spends 30 minutes each weeknight talking and really listening to one guest. And there isn't a fake guest or a pablum puker in the bunch. Moyers, instead, is giving airtime to historians, philosophers, scientists, and artists whose voices are rarely, if ever, heard on Good Morning America. One of Moyers' guests this week is Jessica Tuckman Matthews of the World Resources Institute, who talks about the weather, but from an unusually informed viewpoint.
All around the world, we're seeing anomalous, strange weather this year. And it also appears now that pretty good evidence that 1988 will be the hottest year in recorded history. And the four warmest years before this were 1980, 81, 83, and 87.
So they're all bunching up right
here. And that's in 135 years of records. There's very little question about what's happening.
Matthews also talks about the relationship of the automobile industry to the environment. What she says is amazing. And so is the fact that Moyers gives her the time to make her point.
Our energy future is centers around the automobile, and our attachment, our just deep emotional attachment to cheap gasoline. And the reason that we have such poor performance in Detroit in terms of automobile efficiency is because we are running on cheap gasoline. It's an anachronism. And that's why when you look around the world, you see Renault with a 124-mile-per-gallon prototype automobile, and Toyota with a 98-mile-per-gallon five-passenger prototype, and Volvo with a 70-mile-per-gallon one, which they expect to upgrade to 90, and us with none in that category.
What Moyers is doing here is taking the format he used in Joseph Campbell and the Power of Myth, an astoundingly good six-part conversation for TV, and condensing it into a nightly talk show, a show without a studio audience and without any sense of hysteria. It's a wonderful, welcome change from most TV talk shows, which seem more like Roman circuses. Which, by the way, are mentioned by another guest, filmmaker and former studio head David Putnam. He compares today's sensationalism in film and TV to the era of ancient Rome.
What might have been a woman raped by raped publicly by a centurion, a year later was a woman raped publicly by an ass. And 10 years later was 10 women raped publicly by 100 asses. I mean, the audience's desire for that goes way back, deep into history. Someone has to say, enough, because this is disaster. We are destroying ourselves.
Bill Moyers, in that respect, can be considered disaster relief. Moyers doesn't just deliver the goods. He delivers the greats.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.